Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up. Oh, yes, another day that the Lord has made. Another day to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining live in the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It is a high of 91 today. I'm sure everybody was awoken or woken up, whatever is the correct the tense of that. The thunderstorms that were going crazy in the town, so beware of that. Currently, it is 70 at Power and Light.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Sugar Cookie Day?
Oh, don't get me started on that. Now keep me away from the cookies though. Hey yo, Melissa Johnson, Kansas City's favorite prosecutor, she's coming on the show this morning.
And of course TMG goes down at your 23s. We got an update on how Chris Brown and Usher's tour has been going. And fellas, you might want to listen up.
I listened this other night. Throwback Thursday. Let's go back to 1988. Alderonis, I see you on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Let's go.
Truth about Aroni, she's a sweet
job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
The special days are made possible by the ordinary days. When everything is special, nothing is special. Taking a vacation is a memorable occasion because of the day-to-day work done the rest of the year. A permanent vacation would not be a vacation at all. All the routine tasks might feel tedious and unfulfilling, yet in keeping up with them, you can set the stage for genuinely inspiring and fulfilling experiences. You cannot fully appreciate being on the mountaintop unless you spend a lot of time in the valleys below. Life's most extraordinary moments are always made possible by all the other moments. Whether you're bored to tears or thrilled to no end, you're adding valuable substance to your life. The ups make the downs tolerable, and the downs are key to making the ups so enjoyable. Appreciate where you are, where you're going, where you'll come back to, and where you'll then go next. It's all part of life, and that's a beautiful thing. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 up on your time. It is a high of 91 today. Currently, cousins, it is 72. Lots of thunderstorms in Lee Summit. Major congratulations are in order for Bone Thugs and Harmony as they were just inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
To add on to this day, I like to proclaim today Bone Thugs and Harmony Day in Hollywood.
It's the thuggish, ruggish bone.
Whoever was that female singing, what would do?
And Tasha.
I wonder if she was there.
Tasha.
That was
probably
a legend.
Not.
Yeah, legendary.
Yeah, she should have been there.
Yeah,
though.
Definitely should have been there. Well, I saw Ice-T, Big Boy, Fat Joe. I'm sure our family, Big Court, was all outside representing Bone Thugs and Harmony. Some great speeches, by the way. Excited to see their official speech because it has not been posted online yet.
What's your favorite Bone Thugs and Harmony record? Don't say Crossroads, please. Don't say First of the Month either.
I mean, that's the two that I would know.
Are you serious? Them the only two?
When were they making music? Oh, I like this one.
Come on.
Was this just For the Love of Money? Was that the name of it?
For the Love of Money.
Yeah,
they was really different when they came in.
Yeah,
they,
this is fly.
I first heard of them in like probably 93. That's when this was coming out, around that time.
I was born 96,
93, 94. So it don't matter.
Who was listening to that? I wasn't listening. I was listening to Cheetah Girls when I first was growing up. Come on, man.
Got the internet, man. Don't matter.
No young girl was going to find the thing.
You're in music. You should know this stuff. You're in music.
Not when I was a kid. Hang it up.
You should know it.
Let's switch over to one of your favorites. DeBrad says she felt blindsided by Deb Adney, well-known music consultant. She's done a lot of things. Waka Flocka's mom. But she felt blindsided when she stole her idea.
And I had been talking back and forth to Deb. I got all the receipts. I hit him one day like, yo, me and Deb need to talk to you about doing a boot camp show. You know what I'm saying? So he goes, oh, she pitching it to me today.
Without you?
And I just didn't think she would go pitch it without me. I felt so stupid.
Keep your dreams and your goals tucked until the time is right.
Amen. Yeah, don't tell nobody nothing.
And stop posting stuff on Facebook. I get on my nerves with that.
What?
People post their ideas on Facebook or Twitter and be like, hey, I want to do this.
Okay.
And then somebody takes it, or maybe somebody had dreams of doing that too, but they just didn't voice it, and now you think they stole it.
Yeah.
Keep it offline and keep it off the playground, please.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday when we were on the air, unfortunately, there were several bad accidents. Matter of fact, one person was dead in a single vehicle crash at I-435 and I-70 in KCMO. Investigators determined that the driver of a truck tractor trailer heading northbound on I-435 from East Traffic Way was weaving between two lanes of traffic before crashing into a concrete overhead sign support pole. And police said that the reason for the weaving is under investigation. Mm-hmm. But one person passed away from that accident. And then another person passed away in a motorcycle crash up north near I-29 near Northwest 64th Street. And then across the country, too, an entire family of four, fam, including two toddlers. They were killed when a suspected drunken driver slams into a vehicle. Now we're saying all of this morning because number one, it's raining outside, and people have a tendency to, in this day and age, we're driving more recklessly. I don't know why we're doing this, but of course people have been under the influence and drunken driving. That stuff has been going on for a minute, but we just want to put awareness out to people today. Like, we can't have this. We don't want any fatalities on our roads. So if you out drinking and driving right now, are you high? Are you on your way to work, swerving in between lanes and speeding in this rain? And hydroplaning begins at 35 miles per hour with your tires. So we just want to put a PSA out there, y'all. Just slow down.
That's with good tires.
Facts.
You know good and well that your tires are bald.
Slow down, y'all. Please chill before you not only destroy your life, but somebody else's too.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast, and I am the founder of the OG Network, and I'm rolling with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
D, shout out to KC Tenants. They always got their ear to the streets to our folks that have very little representation. But imagine you hearing you have 24 hours to pack and leave. That's what dozens of residents at North Lawn Apartments in Kansas City's historic Northeast neighborhood They said the city, that's what they told them on Tuesday, D. And the KC Public Safety Task Force was at North Lawn Apartment Complex on Tuesday afternoon. And here's some of the aftermath from some of the tenants.
They don't want to leave because they don't know where to go.
I want to see the city hold this landlord to full accountability.
There's a lot of Burmese community around me. I don't speak English, so this is the only where I want to stay. Literally every household, they knock the door and they tell them, hey, you guys have a 24-hour to leave this. Pack yourself and leave. Like, they didn't even explain where to go or nothing. That moment, I felt so scared and panicking. We want to stay here with our own money. Like, this is our house.
So much of the panic that was caused today could have been prevented with the city seeking to collaborate with the tenant union when they know one exists.
The only reason I moved to KC is because of my grandparent. This is the home. Yeah, this is their home.
So there are a number of our cousins that are up there in Northeast part of Kansas City that don't speak English. There are a number of people up there like that. So the apartment buildings have a bad history of bad management, bad living conditions. And according to KC Tenants, the entire building has been without electricity or air conditioning for a month. And it has been scorching the past couple weeks. So they've been calling on the building's landlord and the city to help address these issues for weeks. But instead, residents on Tuesday, they're reeling from feeling forced out of their homes with nowhere to go. Literally, like, if this is your only crib and you're paying, you know, you're paying your rent and you already living check to check with this, and now you're being forced to move. Are we serious right now?
That's awful.
So we got to keep our eye on this story to keep everybody updated and possibly invite KC Tenants on to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Take you back to the 99-2000. Y'all better stop talking in them cars right now. Good morning, Raytown. You up hustling and shining.
It's only right, ladies, if you put two hands on the wheel and lean up and do your little dance.
Yikes. LaMonica would not approve of that.
17 on your top, cousins. It is a high of 89. Beware, though. Flash flood warning is in effect. It is currently 69. Showers are in the vicinity in Grandview. We can get it out.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
Hey, yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you. You can download that to your smartphone right now. Just search Hot 103 Jams. Also, the cousins, you streaming us live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. We love and appreciate you.
We do.
You to the max. And to the cousins, y'all riding around right now. You just got to do a little twerk session. You on I-70. You better chill out before you hydroplane on them slick roads. So chill out. If you coming from the west side of I-70, from Kansas, coming to the downtown loop, Grandview Triangle, up north on I-29, wherever you are in the city, we love and appreciate you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know, we realize, you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start with the text line. Big love to our cousins sending love through. Hey, Carmen, say good morning, cousins. Love y'all. Have a blessed day. Yes, big love. Me and I'm hoping that everybody has that blessed day, especially on these rainy days when it can feel so like you're not motivated at all. So we trying to send, you know, that sometimes people feel that way when it comes to these gloomy days.
Understood.
Big love to all of our entrepreneurs out there that's handling business 25/8. Shout out to Care Sticks in KC. Shout out to one of our cousins from the 816. Shout out to my mom for everything she continues to do. Send us your mama name. Let us know what her actual name is so we can send her that love directly.
Before we put your number out.
Right. Good morning. Happy Thursday to the entire KU Hematology staff. Stacy Davis sending us some love and also letting all the cousins know to be careful on those roads.
Yes.
Rich Harris, happy rainy Thursday. Big happy heavenly birthday to Andrew Holmes, sending love to his entire family, and then of course the happily heavenly birthday, sending that up to him. And then also we got Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. You know what's coming. We appreciate you and the love as always.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time, high of 89. Currently it is 69 at the Grandview Triangle. Ladies, we've been talking about the Ultimate Girls Trip, where we're hooking you up with tickets to go see Usher and Chris Brown. Well, as you get ready for that, and maybe you win, Chris Brown and Usher have a message to the women with boyfriends and husbands.
All my sexy ladies next to doors tonight. If your husband or your man brought you to this show, this is not for you.
So if you see the video footages from Chris Brown's previous tour, you know what he do. You know, he do his little 1-2. He get it on and popping for sure. Same thing with Usher. Usher was known for doing the cherries like the last tour he did solo. So you can imagine, you know, what's finna go down. Now, my question to you, B, is...
Oh, here we go. We always got to put on me.
I mean, yeah, you the man, so...
I am. Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you, how would you feel about taking a lady to... Like, how would you feel about how men should move with that?
You should, I mean, go, because the ladies... Look, you can't deny it. They're going to see them after the concert anyway.
Like, who going to see who after the concert?
Well, I'm saying that they're still going to listen to them. So you might as well just go, all right? So the thing is, don't sit on the floor.
So Keith, get the nosebleeds.
Get the nosebleeds. Yeah, that's what you do. All right. She'll still be appreciative. She still have a good time.
And what if they still walk up on y'all?
That ain't happening, man. Stop. That ain't happening.
You don't know what's gonna happen. And Chris Brown could still be walking by.
So like, he gonna do a genuine, like how genuine got in the middle of the crowd this year. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Ain't no telling. I was just curious. So
if that happens, she just gone, dog. Like, and if he pull up
she
on,
she look, she
it's,
took.
It's nothing you can do. It's Chris Brown, dog. I'd rather lose my girl to Chris Brown than you know DeAndre up here on 59th.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah. So
switching over to media personality Ricky Smiley, he addresses Oprah Winfrey. A lot of people are not feeling Oprah after she made claims that back in 2009, Whitney Houston had a interesting moment where she fell off stage.
I don't care if she was high or not. Whitney Houston is dead and gone and passed away. And Whitney Houston meant a lot to us. It's something about Whitney Houston that we took her death personally. We don't care about none of that. And that was something that we didn't need to know.
That's it on that. Hey, drop the mic on Ricky Smiley.
Yeah, my instrumental went out anyway.
That's the morning gossip. Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Busy bit, man. 816 day. We on Hustle and Shine.
The only political figure in Kansas City who got more admirers than Mayor Quinn Lucas. Our favorite prosecutor, your favorite prosecutor, Melissa Johnson. Good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. Listen, even the rain delays were not going to keep me away from y'all this morning. So thank you again so much for having me.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, for real. So I know one thing that you've been constantly harping on your campaign, and rightfully so, is the snitch culture.
Mm.
This is still a prevalent problem in 2026. Could you explain to the cousins just how important information is in trying to solve many of these cases that leave many families broken all the time?
Absolutely. Listen, the snitch culture has done nothing for our community. I want to start there. When we talk about prosecution and holding people accountable and advocating for victims, in order for prosecutors to do that, we need evidence. And sometimes we don't have surveillance footage. Sometimes the incident is not caught on camera. Sometimes we don't have DNA or ballistics. Sometimes we just simply need people who saw something to say something. And it baffles me that everybody wants to be so hard and no snitch and I'm abiding by the code. Until it's your family member, until it's your mother, your grandmother, your sibling. Now you want to have a t-shirt on in remembrance of them. Yeah. But when you had the chance to show up for another family, you were silent. We want to have it both ways. And it just simply does not work like that. Yeah. And so I want us to get to a point where we understand reclaiming our neighborhoods, reclaiming our communities, reclaiming ownership of the safety of all of our spaces requires participation by each and every one of us. And sometimes, yes, that participation looks like cooperating with law enforcement and the prosecution process.
Now, last conversation we had with you, you mentioned accountability, and I know we also talked a little bit about violence prevention, but I want to switch that over to road rage. Mm-hmm. We talked about that on the show, but I recently saw that there were new charges filed against a man named Javion J. Jackson for alleged road rage shooting that left one person injured back in March, and he faces unlawful use of weapon, 2 counts of armed criminal action, and 1 count of first-degree assault charges. Now, when it comes to these moments, it feels like people are just like one hunk away from things just going completely left.
Absolutely. I mean, but that's how it always goes, right? The majority of our homicides, the majority of our shootings stem from petty arguments. And it doesn't get more petty than somebody being frustrated at another motorist on the road. Listen, everybody's missed a turn. Everybody's turned without putting on their signal. Everybody's ran a stoplight, right? Everybody's been driving too fast. Everybody's been driving too slow. We all make mistakes on the road. And so to crash out and to jump into a mental space of causing extreme harm, physical harm on somebody else just because they're not driving to your liking, that's ridiculous. And unfortunately, we've seen it increase drastically over these past couple of years. I don't know if it's just the easy access to guns. I don't know if it's just life being really, really hard on people from tariffs and groceries being high and gas still being high and we're at war every 5 seconds. When life is hard, people are a lot more sensitive and susceptible to doing stupid stuff. But you all, stupid stuff has real consequences. A Class A felony is 10 to 30 years or life.
Wow.
If you murder somebody, involuntary manslaughter, second degree murder, felony murder, or even, you know, assault in the first degree, those things carry real consequences. Do not let a little bit of frustration take your life or let it take somebody else's as well.
That's real.
It's a whole bunch of ego.
My destination is more important than yours, all of that.
And then when you're in a situation where, I'm not finna back down because if I back down on video, because people record video, I'm gonna look like a punk, I'm gonna look like the lesser person. But you got one more time for one more break, or you got to meet Nanisi's or something?
Oh, no. I would love to go to Nanisi's, but I definitely have time for y'all for one more break.
Straight up from Generation Rap, G-Rap's finest. We got Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson, and we left off our conversation last time about these instances of road rage or club rage or sidewalk rage, whatever rage that you want to put it on. People just seem to be
pissed.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
And mediation is needed now more than ever. And groups like we had yesterday, Save KC, Aim for Peace, and a number of other organizations that are around Kansas City. But a lot of those resources in the heat of the moment, they're not there. What do we tell people to ahead of time? Be like, man, put your pride to the side and move on and walk away. How do we encourage this?
Well, first and foremost, I appreciate you for lifting up Save KC, Aim for Peace, some other organizations like the Center for Conflict Resolution that have these people in real time, boots on the ground, trying to intervene before things get too far, before it is too late. And the importance of those type of programs cannot be underscored enough. We need to make sure that we're funding those programs a lot more so that they can expand their capacity, so that they can be in our schools, so that they can be at the library, so that they can be on the corner. Like 35th and Prospect, 27th and Prospect, at some of our high crime areas. And the most important thing about programs like that is making sure that they are culturally competent and the people working for those programs have the muscles to meet the people they are serving where they are. Listen, we have to stop believing that we can send a suburban white mother into the urban core and mediate and deflate a conflict between 2 18-year-old young black men carrying guns with switches. It just does not work like that. I hope that we get to a point where, you know, all of us can coexist and have a better understanding of each other's way of life, but we're not there yet as a country, as a city, as a community, and as a people. So we have to make sure that we continue to fund those programs and that we lean in apologetically to the cultural competence that is required to make those things successful. But you do not have to be employed by Aim for Peace or Save KC or the Center for Conflict Resolution to be a mediator in your own circles. Y'all, we are grown, okay?
Hello.
We know right from wrong. We know when things are escalating. We know when our homeboy, our homegirl, our family member is bubbling up and reaching the point that we've been seeing them reach numerous times before. Step in. Intervene. Calm them down. Remind them of the consequences and make sure that they know that crashing out in this moment is just simply not worth it.
Drop the mic on that.
Yeah, you couldn't put it no better than that. We, like you said, there have been many situations. We all have these internal alarms where we know that danger is seconds away. And we all like, hey, y'all, let's go. Like, we need to go.
Right.
I think more of that, more love, more forgiveness, more kindness. That's asking for a lot for people these days, though. So.
But more of that would be helpful. Yeah.
Melissa, thank you so much. We always love it when you come up and you bring a great energy, and we always learn something new from you. So we appreciate you representing us and coming on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Thank you.
Thank you, as always, for having me. Looking forward to coming back.
TMG, The Morning Gossip, is The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 on your time, high of 89.
Damn.
Currently, it is 69 at Unity Village.
Ooh, Lord.
FIFA World Cup is underway, and they also have launched an investigation after popular streamer iShow Speed was allegedly subjected to racial abuse while attending a FIFA World Cup Round 32 match between Argentina and Cape Verde over in Miami. Now, the incident reportedly occurred during that July 3rd matchup, where he was on live stream. So it was kind of captured where it looked like some of the fans were making some racial comments to him or throwing out some racial slurs. So very uncomfortable.
Everything's recorded.
Yeah.
So you jerks, y'all gonna get pointed out.
Hello, facts. That's not on that. That's The Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we gotta go.
Yeah. I was gonna say, look up Marla Say Cheese. Cassidy's number one for hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's cancer season. Happy birthday to those loyal, protective, and nurturing cancers.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over a happy birthday to actor and former model. He is well known as being the first black action hero in his portrayal as John Shaft. A major happy birthday to Richard Roundtree. Send it over some birthday love to singer, rapper, dancer, actress, and songwriter. I'll never forget her as one of the Cheetah Girls. But most of the world remembers her for saying, broken promethe, promethe. Former member of 3LW, happy birthday to Keely Williams. And last but not least, sending a happy birthday to NFL Hall of Famer, highly decorated. But he wasn't just known for that. He was known for the Bronco, and if it doesn't fit, you must have quit. Happy birthday to the late O.J. Simpson.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Camellia Lachelle Hall, Issa Erie, and 90 Beauty. Happy birthday, LaToya Denise Brown, Tony Lowtone Frazier, and Ryan Jones. Happy birthday, Rob DeBerry, Dom Crom, and Khadijah Comega. Sending birthday love to J.C. Williams, Stephen Fisher II, and Gina Smith. Happy birthday, Antonio Frazier, Tiffany Gold, and Tony Lee. Plus, sending birthday love to Letha Jones, Renee Ruff, and everybody else born on July 9th. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Shell.
Uh-oh. It was a good one right here, D.
Hey, Shell. What you doing?
Good morning. I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
About to get to that money, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, all the time.
You sound like you do half a day's of work every day. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
We in the work truck right now. We got a new car seat and what's that? Black ice.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. We got a chance to hook you up with these Missouri Wine and Jazz Fest tickets going down this weekend, but you got to finish these lyrics and you got to do it with some passion. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All the while you knew that things were kind of shaking, you knew that you were wrong, dead wrong to be mistreated. How can we go
sing it. Come on.
7 whole days. Not a word from you.
I called you yesterday.
Seven whole nights. And I'm just
take it no more. I heard about it enough for you. I'd rather be on my own.
Yes.
Hey. Who's that in the background?
We got different tempos, all types of stuff. What's poppin', cousin?
What's up, cousin?
All right, you getting that hookup now. Two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival in the historic 18th and Vine Jazz District. Who going to be your plus one, Sharon?
Say it again.
She said it's the hubby.
Oh, of course.
All right, please go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up.
Hey, every day we hustling and shining at the same damn time. Hustling and shining in the morning.